Hello and welcome to your GCSE Spanish Study Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most fun and rewarding topics in the entire specification, El Tiempo Libre, free time activities. This covers music, cinema and TV, food and eating out, and sport. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher, this topic comes up in every single paper. Listening, speaking, reading and writing. So getting it right can make a real difference to your grade. By the end of this episode, you'll have the vocabulary, the grammar and the exam technique to tackle it with confidence. Let's go! So let's start with the big picture. El tiempo libre, free time, is one of those beautiful topics where you can genuinely express your personality in Spanish. Examiners love it when candidates move beyond the basics and show real flair. The key themes are la música, music, el cine y la televisión, cinema and TV, la comida, food, and el deporte, sport. You need vocabulary from all four areas, and you need to be able to talk about them in the past, present, and future. Let's begin with vocabulary. In the music theme, your essential words are la canción, the song, el concierto, the concert, tocar la guitarra, to play the guitar, escuchar música, to listen to music, el cantante, or la cantante, the singer, and la letra, the lyrics. A great sentence to practice is me encanta escuchar música porque me relaja mucho. I love listening to music because it relaxes me a lot. Notice how I've given a reason with porque. That's exactly what examiners want to see. Moving on to cinema and TV. Key words here. La película, the film. El episodio, the episode. El personaje, the character. Ver la tele, to watch TV. La serie, the series. And emocionante, exciting. Try this sentence. Ayer vi una película de terror que fue muy emocionante. Yesterday, I watched a horror film that was very exciting. That's a preterite tense, past tense, which immediately shows the examiner you can use more than just the present. Now for food, la comida. This is a rich area for vocabulary. You need el restaurante, the restaurant, la paella, paella, pedir, to order, delicioso or deliciosa, delicious, el menú, the menu, probar, to try or taste, and estar lleno, to be full. A higher level sentence. El fin de semana pasado fui a un restaurante español donde probé la paella por primera vez and estaba riquísima. Last weekend I went to a Spanish restaurant where I tried paella for the first time and it was absolutely delicious. That sentence uses the preterite, an opinion, and a superlative. Brilliant for higher marks. And finally, sport. El deporte. Core vocabulary. El partido, the match. El equipo, the team. Entrenar, to train. Ganar, to win. Perder, to lose. El campo de fútbol, the football pitch. And practicar deporte, to do sport. A useful phrase. Juego al fútbol dos veces a la semana con mi equipo. I play football twice a week with my team. Add a frequency expression like dos veces a la semana, twice a week, and you're already showing range. Now let's talk grammar, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most important structure for this topic is the verb gustar and its family. Here's the crucial rule. Gustar agrees with what is liked, not with the person doing the liking. So me gusta el fútbol, I like football. But me gustan los deportes, I like sports. That plural gustan trips up so many candidates. Write it on a sticky note and put it on your mirror. Beyond gustar, you need a range of opinion verbs. Instead of always saying me gusta, try me encanta, I love. Adoro, I adore. Disfruto de, I enjoy. Prefiero, I prefer. Odio, I hate. No soporto, I can't stand. Examiners specifically award credit for variety here. If you use five different opinion verbs in your writing task, you're already in a different category from candidates who only use me gusta. The second key grammar structure is tenses, At foundation, you need present and at least one other tense. At higher, you need three tenses, and they need to be used accurately. For the past, use the preterite. Jugué, I played. Fui, I went. Vi, I saw. Comí, I ate. For the future, you can use the simple future. Jugaré, I will play. Iré, I will go. Veré, I will see. Or use voy a plus an infinitive for the near future. Voy a ver una película. I'm going to watch a film. Both are perfectly valid and both earn marks. The third structure to master is connectives and intensifiers. These are the glue that holds your Spanish together. Learn these. Sin embargo, however, además, furthermore, aunque, although, por eso, therefore, también, also, por otro lado, on the other hand. And intensifiers. Muy, very, bastante, quite, demasiado, too, un poco, a little, increíblemente, incredibly. A sentence like, me gusta el deporte, sin embargo, prefiero escuchar música porque es más relajante. I like sport, however, I prefer listening to music because it is more relaxing. Shows connectives, comparison, and justification all in one go.
Right, now let's get into exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Let me walk you through each skill. For the listening paper, always read the questions before the audio starts. Underline key words. When you hear the recording, listen for negatives. Words like no, nunca, never, jamás, never ever, and sin, without. These completely change the meaning. Also, watch out for distractors. The recording might mention football and then say the person actually prefers swimming. The correct answer is swimming, not football. Examiners deliberately include these traps. For the speaking exam, prepare your opinions in advance. Have 5 or 6 sentences ready that you can adapt to any question. Something like, en mi opinión, el deporte es fundamental para la salud. In my opinion, sport is fundamental for health. Or, aunque me gusta ver la televisión, prefiero salir con mis amigos. Although I like watching TV, I prefer going out with my friends. Practice saying these out loud until they feel natural. And never give one-word answers. Always develop. Always justify. Always extend into a different tense. For the reading paper, skim the whole text first to get the gist. Then read the questions carefully. Watch out for false friends. Words that look like English but mean something different. For example, embarazada does not mean embarrassed. It means pregnant. And sensible in Spanish means sensitive, not sensible. These false friends appear regularly in exams and catch candidates out every year. For the writing paper, plan before you write. Spend 2 minutes jotting down, which tenses will I use? What opinions will I give? What connectives will I include? Then write and then check. Check verb endings. Did you write jugué or jugué? Check adjective agreements. Una película emocionante, not un película emocionante. Check accents. Música, not música. These small errors cost marks that are genuinely easy to save. One more tip for writing. Use the conditional tense to sound sophisticated. Quisiera, I would like, is a brilliant word. Quisiera ir a un concierto de música en vivo. I would like to go to a live music concert. That single word immediately signals to the examiner that you're operating at a higher level. Now, quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say I love listening to music in Spanish? The answer is, me encanta escuchar música. Question 2. What's the difference between me gusta el fútbol and me gustan los deportes? Gusta is used with a singular noun or an infinitive. Gustan is used with a plural noun. Me gustan los deportes, because deportes is plural. Question 3. Give me a connective that means however.
Sin embargo. Excellent. Question 4. How do you say yesterday I watched a film in Spanish? Ayer vi una película. Vi is the preterite of ver, an irregular verb, so worth learning. Question 5. Name 3 opinion verbs other than gustar. Any 3 from adorar, encantar, disfrutar, preferir, odiar, no soportar. Well done if you got those. Right, let's wrap up. Today we covered the 4 key themes of El Tiempo Libre: music, cinema and TV, food, and sport. We looked at essential vocabulary at foundation and higher level. We explored 3 key grammar structures, gustar and its family, the 3 tenses you need, present, preterite, and future, and connectives and intensifieds. And we went through exam technique for all 4 skills. My top 3 takeaways. Number 1, vary your opinion verbs. Examiners notice when you go beyond me gusta. Number 2, use 3 tenses, present, preterite, and future, every time. Number 3, justify your opinions with por qué and extend with connectives. That's what separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep speaking Spanish out loud, and remember, every mistake you make now is one you won't make in the exam. I'll see you in the next episode. Hasta luego!